Forever Home is a feature here on KUMD, helping companion animals, first of all, find their forever homes. Many homeless forever animals or animals in our community looking for their forever homes. And also to give you some information about work that's being done in the community to make the world a little better place for folks and their four-leggeds. Pat Castellano is a humane educator with Animal Allies, and she joins us this morning to talk about three of the most funnest things ever, kids, camps, and critters. Pat, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa, that's for sure. And I know you own a spot in each one of the camps, so you just have earned a spot, so you can come to all the camps this summer.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Yeah. And you get to do art, and you get to see animals, and...
Yes, we added a couple of new ideas this summer. To our camps. We have our camp, the Shelter Cats and Dogs, making it famous, getting them adopted, you know, writing the stories. But we added a camp, and that's all, they've always been for 8 to 12-year-olds. We added a camp this year for 7 and 8-year-olds in June. That's June 22nd through the 26th. Getting to know cats and dogs, you know, the basics of how to teach games and manners and provide enrichment. What is a shelter? What do we do for animals there? You know, they can learn basic things to try with their animals at home. So that's the young group. And then the other one that we added that I'm kind of excited about is, so you want to be an animal something. And I thought about you. Lisa,
yeah.
You always wanted to be a radio broadcaster so that you could then do things with animal welfare. You could really use that as a, stepping off point for forever home.
Well, I can't, I can't decide if I want to be a humane educator when I grow up or if I want to be a dog and cat photographer when I grow up.
How about a groomer?
Oh, yeah.
Or an animal control officer. Or you could be a veterinarian, but, you know, you'd have to go to school for a little while.
I'm really too old to think about, a four-year degree might be pushing it.
Well, then a massage therapist for canines or felines. Yeah. You could be a trainer or a
pet
sitter. A wildlife rehabilitator, right?
Wildwoods could use more of those.
Yep, you could be an animal. You could even be an animal foster care family professionally.
I would fail at that.
Right now.
Yeah,
would you? Okay, yeah.
I'd probably fail.
Yeah. Okay, you'd become a shelter.
But exactly. Yeah. But a lot of different options for kids that really are excited about companion animals, excited about animals, and they're maybe wondering what their options might be. I bet you're going to get a bunch of guest speakers to come in.
We are going to. We'll have a lot of guests, and we have a lot of guest animals who come. So far, we have 37 registrations. Our capacity is 100. You know, we look at that 75 to 80 range just because it keeps it, you know, real for everybody. But, we're almost halfway there to our 75 registration goal. So, you know, if you want to find out more about Animal Allies, I would call. I would look on our website. I'd check out the camps.
AnimalAllies.net, and we'll get a link set up so people
can find
it, and it'll be easy. Pat, thanks a million for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Pat Castellano, a humane educator with Animal Allies, our guest for Forever Home. And you can look on our webpage. You can see pictures of four of the featured animals this week looking for their forever homes. You can read their stories. You can click on the links and... you can get additional information that way. Forever Home is made possible by Miller Hill Subaru of Duluth.